So I wanted this table theme. And could I get you to come, let's see. Come on up. Four. I think I need four. All of you come up. So I like to think of Eshur as a table, a welcome table, okay? And what does a table need to hold it up?
Legs.
Legs, right. See? I wanted to get a big table up here, but it would take too much room. So what I noticed is that most tables, I think some have maybe five, some have three, but most tables have four legs, right? And how many parts are there to our mission statement? Practice love is one, right?
Four.
What's the next part? Explore spirituality. Build community. Promote justice. Four. So practice love. Explore spirituality. Build community. Oh, you're going to make our table lopsided. There you go. Okay. So, well done. See, that's what building community is. Like that. Okay? So, the community sits on top of these four parts of our mission statement. Okay, you can sit. Thank you. So, what we're going to do is talk just a little bit about our legs. Okay? So I love this idea that we are building our legs and we're practicing them. And I read this story. There was a woman named Emma, and Emma was talking to her son Lucas, who was about five, and she said, "How did you get to be so sweet, Lucas?" And Lucas says, "I don't know. I guess I'm just loving." And he practices love. Then when I practice love, other people are loving. And then other people, then other people, then other people, then other people. So his mom, Emma, said, "That's pretty much everything you ever need to know, isn't it?" And so Luke 5, and this is actually a true story, says, "You mean I figured out the meaning of life?" So that's why practice love is our first part of our mission statement. Because really, if you're going to do anything else, if you practice love, you probably are going to do okay, right? Exploring spirituality is a hard thing for Unitarian Universalists because we don't have one faith, one creed, one theology that we all share. So we have a smorgasbord of things that we could try on, practice, yoga, music, Buddhism, meditation. What are some things that you practice for spirituality?
Tai Chi.
What else?
Art.
What else?
Nia.
Anybody else have anything else?
Nature.
Hikes. Outside.
Reading.
Playing.
Crafting.
What was that?
Crafting.
There are all sorts of things. Yes. The important thing about spirituality is that you stick to one thing. So if it's Tai Chi or meditation or Nia, you do that one thing over and over again because spirituality is not something that just comes to you once and you get it. It's something that grows and grows and grows and brings gifts to you in a lot of different ways. And usually when it's the hardest is when you're about to learn something really important. I would guess that when John is practicing the piano or Barb is practicing, that you're practicing, it's not the part that you know well that's easy that you need to practice, right? Exactly. You have to practice that part that's really, really hard. So that's the way it is with spirituality. So usually when we find something that's hard for us and we stretch ourselves, I certainly know that about my yoga. I would love to do the poses that are easy all the time. That feels really satisfying. But it's the hard pose and it's the part that we're challenged by that takes practice and exploration. The building community is what we're doing today by having our salmon bake, by making sure there's enough salmon for everybody, by making sure that even if you didn't bring something to share at the potluck, there's something for you. And we make sure that there's something for vegans, for vegetarians, for carnivores, and not. Yeah? It's hard to be. Somebody once, I think there was a sign on a Unitarian Universalist church that you can tell it's a Unitarian Universalist church by the coffee hour, by the number of different white things to go in the coffee. At the Presbyterian church, they have cream and 2%. So we have soy, we have coconut, we have 1%, 2% skim, half and half,
almond.
Regular milk. An almond may be going out soon because of the amount of water it takes to produce an almond tree. Almond trees are becoming politically incorrect. So no more eating almonds or almond milk. Stay tuned. So building community is about being inclusive. It's about thinking about who's not here. It's about thinking who you would like to be here. And making room for those people. And making sure that there's something here for everyone. So it's important for us to think about the ways that we are welcoming. And that's what the whole fall is about. Our Right Relationships workshop. The Right Relationship service. The season of invitation. The whole month of October you will be invited to bring friends, family, neighbors with you. So they can explore our community and see if there's something here for them. And the most important thing is to know what it means to be welcoming before we invite them, so that when they get here, we actually are warm and inviting. So that's a building community. And for me, it's no coincidence that Promote Justice is the fourth leg. For me, promoting justice is the culmination of having practiced love. Of having a spiritual practice, of knowing what it means to build community. Because it's only when you can do all those things that you can be equitable, compassionate, and open in the way that you promote justice. So that you aren't being mean in promoting justice, that you aren't putting yourself up as better than someone else because you're promoting justice. Promoting justice is really about the other three things. It is practicing love. It is being spiritual. It is building community. And in a way that is meaningful for a variety of people. So today is our Welcome to the Table Day. I'm so glad that you are here. I hope you will come back for more Sundays. I hope that this fall will help us all to know what it means to come to that welcome table, what it means to be open and practice that mission statement. Our mission statement isn't set in stone, and it doesn't tell you what you have to do. It doesn't tell you that you are imperfect, and if you practice the mission statement, you will be perfect. It's more of an affirmation of who you are right now. Our mission is to be loving and to include everyone and to recognize that you really are perfect just the way you are, and that we honor you just the way you are, and that together we grow and become even better.